Simon & Schuster Audio presents White Fern by V.C. Andrews. Read by Rebecca Ross.
I would blame myself for what happened. If anyone should have known it would, it should have been I, the best and only sweet Adrina. When I was just about at the door, I stopped. There was no doubt. I heard the rocking chair rocking. I stepped up and gently opened the door. The sound stopped. I leaned to my left and found the light switch, my heart thumping. Sylvia looked up at me. "Sylvia, what are you doing? Why did you come in here? Why are you in the chair?" She smiled, unafraid, looking at me as though I was the slow-witted sister and not her. "Papa told me to," she said. "He said whenever I wanted to talk to him, I should rock in the first Adrina's chair, because that was the way you spoke to the first Adrina." I should have emptied this room. Maybe we could erase the past, if not forever, for years and years, or at least put it so far in the back of our minds it wouldn't ruin our present lives. Prologue. Papa died with my name on his lips. I would have thought his final words would be a call for my sister Sylvia, or for Lucetta, our mother, who had died giving birth to Sylvia. For years afterward, I would think about the way he had said my name in those final moments. Was his call to me a plea for help? Or was he begging for forgiveness? Was it merely pleasure at having his last thoughts be about me? Did he see my much younger face before him? Arden, Sylvia, and I were there in his bedroom when he took his last breath. Sylvia and I were sitting beside the bed. Sylvia held his hand, and my husband, Arden, standing beside me, had his hand on my shoulder, his fingers drumming with impatience. He had been on his way out of the door to go to work when Papa took a sudden turn for the worse. Of course, he'd thought it was another false alarm, but he quickly returned and saw that this time it was very, very serious. The ticking of the dark oak miniature grandfather's clock on the dresser seemed to grow louder and louder, impressing us with every passing moment. I imagined it was like Papa's heartbeat. I would swear that it paused when Papa took his final breath. A cloud passed over the sun, and a shadow rushed in through the windows and fell like a dark sheet over his body and his face. I felt a shawl of ice slip over my shoulders as Arden lifted his hand away. The week before, Papa had nearly passed out going up the stairs. His eyes had closed, and he'd swayed almost at the top step. Sylvia had been following him up, just as she often followed at his heels, eager to do his bidding, and that had kept him from falling backward. A fatal accident on those stairs would come as no surprise. They'd already had too much tragic history. Sylvia's scream had brought me running. I'd seen her hands on his back. Before I could reach them, he had regained his composure, the color coming back into his pale face.
"I'm all right," he had said,
but without admitting that something wrong with him had caused him to lose his balance. He also declared that Sylvia had saved his life. "We should call the doctor," I had said.
"Nonsense. No need. Everyone loses his balance occasionally. Maybe a little too much blackberry brandy."
It was futile to contradict him or insist. Papa never changed his mind about anything once he had made it up. My Aunt Elsbeth would say,
"He's as stubborn as a tree stump when he digs his roots into an argument."
Nevertheless, at his insistence, we had celebrated Sylvia as a heroine at dinner that night. I was told to make her favorite cake, vanilla with chocolate icing. We had champagne and, later, music, so Papa could do a little dance with her. While I'd watched them, I'd been reminded of how he would waltz with my mother sometimes after dinner when they were young, and our world would look like a world of eternal spring. Mama's peals of laughter and joy would echo off the walls. The only one who scowled would be Aunt Elsbeth. Sylvia had been...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?